Good morning, everyone. The time is now 4:01. We're WMFO in Medford, 91.5. We're going to get you started off right today. I'm your host, Howie Sharlin. We've got special guests coming up. We got quote of the day, per usual, Misinformed weekly segment, and update on the sports world. That's next. And besides that, what else we got going on? I don't know. You figure it out. Stay on the line. You don't want to miss it. Amazing show. One of one. And, yeah, let's get into it, everybody. Good morning.
Give you no pain. La, 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 la.
All right, everyone, I'm very happy to announce we got a special guest in the studio today, Andrew Dodson. Andrew, say what's up.
What's up, guys?
Happy
to be here.
We're absolutely ecstatic. The dogs are here. To all the dogs listening.
Yes, sir.
We're going to bring it home to you today. We got some stuff to discuss. Starting off. Warriors, 123, Denver Nuggets, 107.
Woo!
Winning game one of the series. What you got to say about that?
All I'm saying is that we win this chip.
Winning this chip. Bold.
I don't know who we're going to face in the finals. Probably not the Heat, but we're winning it. In five.
In five. Let's do a little breakdown. Steph Curry missing posters. Spread out through the Bay Area. He was non-existent in the game last night.
Yeah, because, you know, Jordan Poole told him before the game, I got you. You don't need to do too much the first game. Come out second game, score 30, which is my prediction. Klay Thompson came out shooting threes like it was nothing. It looked like 2017 Warriors. And that's scary.
All right. So it's series 1-0. Where was the game? Was it in?
It was at Oracle.
So they got home court advantage.
Third seed.
All right. Nuggets. I remember I was watching some video last night. Nuggets are like the some computer modeling, blah, blah, blah. I said the Nuggets were like 10th seed to win. There's only five teams or six teams that have a shot. If you look at like some machine learning, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It was the Jazz, Grizzlies, Warriors, Suns, Celtics, and Heat. Celtics, honestly, favorited like through like the.
Well, that's because I mean you saw it last night. They got a young core, that's legit. They're showing themselves. Tatum is nothing to joke about, but the Nuggets without Jamal Murray, they can't win. Just the pieces around Jokic are not enough. Jokic might steal a game from the Warriors, but it seems like Warriors are gonna breeze through the Nuggets.
All right, bold predictions. Moving on to the East. I mean, not much to say. Blowout. The Hawks, where were you guys? 115-91. The Heat making it look easy. You know, this show, we're Heat fans over here, but we like a little competition. I don't know. The highlight of the day, though, Duncan Robinson, 8-for-9 from the three-point line. Looking like vintage Debo.
D3 Massachusetts player showing up.
D3. America runs on Duncan. I think we've got to bring that back for White Hot Playoffs 2022.
Yeah, I mean, Heat connecting on all cylinders. But I think the big thing to talk about is what happened with the Hawks this season. Like, they made all those trades and signings to get, who was it, Gallinari. They got... I mean, obviously, they drafted Trae Young, and they have a young core around them, but I don't know. It doesn't seem to be like they're clicking, and definitely not at the right time.
Was JC playing? I don't think he played last night, John Collins.
Nah, I don't think he was.
So, integral part, it's like playing without playing.
Yeah, but even with Collins in the lineup, they struggled during the regular season. I didn't pay much attention to them, but it seems odd. I think they should be a higher seed.
Interesting. All right, we could talk about the Heat all day, but we got to move on to the Premier League soccer for all you people out there. West Ham, we're just going to do a quick recap. Tied Burnley yesterday. Suchek with the goal. All right, quick little recap of the Premier League standings. West Ham sitting pretty in seventh. Actually, not so pretty, with 52 points. Arsenal's at 54. We got to make a late season run if we're going to catch up to them. And then, of course, in case you didn't hear, in case you live under a rock, 3-0 versus Lyon the other day. We're going to Europe semis. We play Frankfurt in the first leg of the Europa League semifinals on April 28th. The boys are ready. The club's never been this... I haven't seen a West Ham like this since 5 years, 6 years, 2015, final season at the Borland Stadium, so...
Wait, so you're telling me you're a West Ham fan?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the backstory from that.
The backstory?
Yeah.
So as we move along in the space-time continuum, I get more and more actual cred for it, because when I was like six or seven, so let's think how... No, when I was like eight, we'll call it eight. So 12 years ago, long time, I had a camp counselor who was a West Ham fan, and then I was like, you know what, I'll rep it. I'll rep it for the badge. I'll rep it for the club. That was 12 years ago. Happy to say, after a long time fan, I get it. They're like the Dolphins of the Premier League. I'm not even kidding. They got like some massive accomplishments in the late 60s, early 70s. Sometimes it's hard being a fan of theirs when they mess everything up. But it's like when we made it to the first round of the playoffs last year, or 2 years ago, the Dolphins, or when was that, 3 years ago. So the Dolphins of the Premier League, but in the best way possible, because we love the Dolphins around here. And yeah, and lastly, before we get you back to some more music, we got the lock of the week, everybody. All right, I'm telling you this. This is financial advice. Wait, actually, I don't know if I could actually joke around and say this is financial. This is not financial advice, okay? Don't fact check or quote me on that, though. Heat over. Lock that in. -7.5, game 2, Hawks. No brainer, everybody. No brainer. And then the over-under, don't even touch that. Actually, 217, what do you think?
I hit that. Trae Young comes out, has a good game, but Jimmy Buckets puts them down.
Yeah.
End of the fourth.
Exactly. What are you saying about? Are you locking in the Steph Curry over for game 2?
What's the line?
Let's look it up.
I mean, I told you he was going for 30, so probably, but.
Game 2. Versus Nuggets. Where is this? All right, we're going to get that back for you, and then we're going to tell you to lock it in.
I'll take it, yeah.
We're going to tell you to lock it in, ladies and gentlemen.
Doesn't matter if it's 50, take it.
Take it. All right, we're going to get you back on some tunes, and we'll come back for a little segment later. The time is now 4:18. If you're driving, don't crash. If you're sitting, don't fall over in your chair. If you're standing, don't trip. What else? What other positions could people be? If you're laying down,
don't roll over.
Don't roll over, especially if you're feeling sick or woozy. Don't put a backpack on your back. You know, we don't want any people going down. All right, time is now 4:18. This is Misinformation with Howie Sharlin and Andrew Dodson, guest host. Duo of the century. We'll catch you in a little bit. Right now we got some Stevie Wonder for you. So enjoy your time.
Destroyed so many minds. leaving room for darkness, where lost dreams can hide. Evil, why do you infest our purest thoughts with hatred? Love, leaving everyone's emotions lost and wandering free. Yeah. Evil, why have you taken over God's children's eyes?
See the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four girls. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told them take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong. I'd rest all the
trying to celebrate my Independence Day. Will Smith, baby girl, who I'm kidding, still sick. Real dish on my new, see me get old real quick. Hey, could it be you everything that this plain couldn't be? Is it a sign from the Lord that I shouldn't be? Lost in the playaway, so they get old of me. Got me on layaway, girl, you got a hold on me. I say I'm wrong, you say come again. Damn, said I was wrong, look, don't rub it in. I got a lot on my mind, got a flock full of dimes, like a line full of how they coming in. Just saying, don't wanna have me, then somebody will. I'm playing, weight on my chest like I body build. I'm praying, you ain't content with trying to do your thing. And come back, baby, boomerang, rank, rank.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. it's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into trauma centers last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org. Ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
And we're just going to get on the airwaves real quick. Shout out, Emma Iriondo, wherever you are in Italy, a happy birthday from me and Andrew. Andrew.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emma. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, all right. We're going to get back with some music. Don't you go anywhere. Sit your little pretty tush down. We got a great show. We're halfway done. What's that one song? Whoa, we're halfway there. What's after that? You know the next line?
Living on a prayer.
Oh, my God. He's belching. Sounding good. Let's get into it. When's the next song going to play?
She knows. She knows.
I'm sure you done heard about me. A black star, most deaf quality. Good soul, them bad hoes try me. They try me. This is Martin Luther King in the club, getting dubs. With a bad bitch in his ear saying that she down for whatever. In the back of his mind is Coretta. And she knows. She knows. And I know she knows. And I know she knows. And deep down she knows. She knows. And I know she knows. And I know she knows. Well, all right. Oh, I. Oh, I can't be what you want from me. Well, all right. Oh, I. Oh, I can't be what you want from me. Well, all right. Damned if I do. Damned if I don't. I'm passing up on bad hoes. Trying to be the man that she want. What she want? What she want from a nigga? Put a ring on it. Got a bitch on my dick right now, and she just wanna sing on it. Got me up so high, try and get a piece of that apple pie. I be up so high, try and get a piece of that apple pie. Dance on vibe with my pants on fire, cause I told her I was sleeping. As I creep with this pretty young thing that I told, and she could be doing the same thing, I suppose. And she knows. She knows. And I know she knows. And I know she knows. She knows, she knows, and I know she knows, and I know she knows. Well, all right. Oh, I can't be what you want from me. Well, all right. Oh, I can't be what you want from me. Well, all right. My niggas say turn up, hoes say turn up. Only bad thing by the start is they burn up. Niggas say turn up, hoes say turn up. Only bad thing by the start is they burn up. Rest in peace to Aaliyah. Rest in peace to Left Eye. Left Eye. Michael Jackson, I see ya. Just as soon as I die. Got
Got me up so high, trying to get a piece of that apple pie. I be up so high, trying to get a piece of that apple pie. Got me up so high, trying to get a piece of that apple pie. I be up so high, trying to get a piece of that apple pie. All right.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, like promised before, we got this week's segment of Misinformed, this time with a little special guest. Man who needs no introduction because he's already been introduced like 3 times already today. Andrew, say what's up again.
What's up, people?
Alright, Andrew, we got some questions. For those of you longtime viewers, who I'm sure there's probably thousands of you, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. You know the deal when we get a guest on the show. All right. We'll do some... Last time I had someone call in, I forgot to name the segment, and then I even forgot the on-the-fly name I gave this segment. How informed are you, I think. All right, Andrew, how informed are you? We got some questions to ask you. Andrew, when was the last time you showered?
Yesterday morning.
You sure about that?
It's a genuine answer.
All right, I'm going to plug my nose up and pretend to believe that.
Oh.
Next question. Andrew, what was the last thing that made you happy?
You know, yesterday I was getting dinner and Howie here invited me onto the show for the fifth time or something like that. I have a hard time waking up in the morning, but I was excited, pumped that I could finally get to it today, and excited to be here right now. I'm happy, man.
All right, non-show thing.
All right, seeing the Warriors get that
non-show dub. All right.
You know what? I finally got up yesterday morning, worked out, felt good, getting over my sickness, so that made me happy, that made me enjoy the day yesterday, so
all right.
There's a lot to be happy
feeling
about.
Feeling good, working out. So that segments into the next question. What is a dream day for you?
Dream day, I'd say dream days are right around the corner. It's about May 12th, finished first year of college. It's a pretty big achievement, you know. This year's been we've been flying through college, but it's definitely nice to get a break, and I can't wait to go back to the West Coast, enjoy the nice water of California.
The water. Okay.
The avocados.
Great answer, except... Walk us through your dream day, because is it all dessert? Is it all breaks? Is that what your dream day is?
That's a deep question, though, actually, because, you know, I don't really dream about that day that much. You know, I've gotten out of school many times, but I think dream day actually will come, when the dream day is when you have that realization hit that, like, wow, I made it to where I want to be, you know? That's like, I feel like, you know, that accounts for all the dreams. When you realize that you've done what you want to do in life, when you do what you set your mind to, and then you finally realize one day, wow, I did, you know, what I wanted to do. I got that job that I wanted to get. I lived that life I wanted to live. I got that smoking hot wife that I wanted to get, you know?
Whoa, keep like, it PG.
Hey, you know, you had your kids if you want kids. And, like, I think the dream day will be when I realize that, like, I accomplished things that I set out to do in my life.
Have you had any dream days so far?
Yeah, man. Graduating high school. That was a pretty big dream. Like, I wanted freedom. I wanted, I think also the first day of school. You know, as a kid with strict parents, shout out mom and dad. They kept me, you know, reeled in, you know. They didn't give me all that freedom in high school. So graduating and finally feeling a little bit of that freedom and then getting to college and having all the freedom, it was a dream scenario. And then you have to get used to, like, actually, like, dealing with your day-to-day life and taking care of yourself.
Boom. Speaking of day-to-day taking care of yourself, paint a picture of the schedule of a perfect day now that you have everything on your own accords.
Perfect day. I'd say perfect day, and this is why it's perfect, is I go sleep at 11. Because, you know, that never happens.
So we're starting the dream day.
But we starting the dream. Yeah, but, like, I mean, give me 24-hour day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll cut it short because I'm going to go to bed at 11 on the dream day, too. So wake up at, you know, 7:38, cold shower, get a little workout in.
When all that's said and done, what time are we at?
Okay, we're at, you know, we'll say 9 o'clock and then start some work, you know, get some nice breakfast, maybe some avocado toast. You know, this is also a college dream day because, you know, dream day, not in college, on vacation, very different. But
how can you incorporate, like, let's say you had to have one day for the rest of your life that you just did the same. Well, okay, no, not actually, but incorporated all the elements you needed to touch on. The college, the vacation, the...
All right, so the you know, we'll get the food for the vacation. So some nice food, some avocado toast. Yeah, I'm like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some nice smoothie. And then, you know, get to work, get a lot done. I mean, there's nothing better than feeling like you're accomplishing and tackling the day. So from 10 to 3, get that grind on, and then go play some water polo, man.
Whoa, out of left field.
Yeah, go play some water polo, get that workout in, have some fun, you know, dominate Howie in the pool, and then...
Don't clip that and take that out of context.
I'm saying some controversial stuff on here, but shout out to a non-starter, though, Bart Codd, you know.
No, you can't
dominate him in the
you're
pool.
Not supposed to shout out people on the show when they don't listen.
No! I guess Bart's going to have to listen sooner than later.
Maybe I'll email him a recording of their show.
That'd be funny. But, yeah, and then, you know, get some nice dinner, maybe some steak, some chicken. What about you, Howie? What's the dream day for you?
Dream day. You touched on a lot of elements. You got to have some work because it's not all play and no work.
I said from 10 to 3.
No. So I'm saying I agree with that because all play and no work makes Howie a fat boy. And then all work, no play makes Howie a loser. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go nuclear on this. We're going to wake up at sunrise. We're going to watch the sunrise. Whoa.
I mean, it's soon for this show, 4 a.m.
Yeah, so we got to get the sunrise in. That's nature's alarm clock. And then...
You jump it in the cold plunge or something?
Cold plunge after we do 2 hours. No, not 2 hours. After we do an hour of some... A mix of... Actually, maybe go for a swim. You know, post-swim feeling is pretty good.
Nah.
I hate swimming, but it...
Post-swim feeling's very nice, but...
Post-scrimmage.
Yeah, post-scrimmage.
So let's throw in a little hour.
I can't see Howie Charlin going to the pool just to swim.
So we'll throw in like an hour water polo. But before we get that hour scrimmage in, we're doing that ab workout. And then we'll get that in. And then taking a cold shower. Then the dream breakfast. I'm gonna tell you guys. I'm gonna let you in on a little something. All right, Andrew's a little smart kid because every dream breakfast includes some avocado, but we're not including bread because carbs. We're on a war against carbs. In case you didn't know, on this show we're on a war against three things: fact checking, carbs, and masks. Okay, so the carbs part, we're just gonna cut avocado in half. Sprinkle a little salt and just a smidge. You hear me? Don't do any more. Just a smidge of olive oil. Okay.
What about the smoked salmon? My avocado toast got smoked salmon on it.
Well, take out. Don't say the T word because T words have C word in it, and C words we're on a war against.
You know what? There's something to be said about having carbs, though.
Okay.
It's not just the devil. There's some nutritional benefits to carbs, and especially in the morning to get some carbs in you, then you burn them off during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Long lasting.
All right. We'll seed this. We'll
story. And I'm not telling you to put it on white toast, but like
some Dave's,
some whole grain.
You on the Dave's bread wave?
Never heard of Dave's.
That seems like the most California thing I eat on a consistent basis, but whatever. So after that, we're going to read something or we're going to learn something. So we got learning from like 11 to 12:30. Then we're going out to brunch. We're taking all the dogs, going out to brunch. We're going to, you know, if I've been a good boy, we're going to go wild at brunch. Just wild. I don't even know what it means, but we're going to get wild. Immediately after brunch, though, I'm going to take a scenic drive to the beach. Post up at the beach for like 3 hours, maybe a little spike, even though spike is like kind of annoying to be like, oh, yeah, I play spike ball. Oh, so 2018 of me. But
quarantine, man.
Oh, frisbee on the beach. Frisbee on the beach. And then
I have a curious question, though. At Tufts, how many times have you been to the beach?
I was at the beach on Saturday, but not in Massachusetts. Listen, what you guys got up here, I love you all who's listening. If you're from Massachusetts, this is a sad excuse for the beach. Actually, I've been to Cape Cod before. It's nice. I've actually,
at Tufts.
I'm bashing it before I try it, but that's the way we do it on this show. Closed-mindedness has gotten me very far in life, everybody. So there's that. And then, so after the beach, we're going out to dinner. We're bringing all the dogs. And
from lunch.
We might go to a little Brazilian steakhouse action, actually.
Ooh. On your dime?
It would not be a dream day if it wasn't on my dime.
Oh.
All the dogs eating, and then, yeah, we're going to, and then let's listen to some music, maybe play some percussion instruments, some bongos, and then pass out at 10:30 because I'm exhausted. That's also key to the big day, the dream day, passing out because you're exhausted.
Yeah.
All right, next thing, Andrew. You know, being a human being, we all suck. What's one thing you're hypocritical about?
Hypocritical? Huh. That's a good question. I think I'm hypocritical about sometimes my understanding of what other people's actions are and how my actions correlate to that. So, like, when it comes to, studying that's the really only thing that comes to mind right now. I'm sure there's a lot more, but like, you know, I have terrible study habits, but, you know, I'll give some shade to some people for also having some bad study habits, and I tell them how they should study, but, you know, I don't do it any better.
Why?
I think everyone wants to believe that they're, you know, very, very, dedicated and you know, hardworking when they do the work. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, I studied for, you know, how many ever so hours, and I was grinding and everything. But at the end of the day, half the time that we spend studying is on our phone or spent trying to not do our work. I know Howie probably has a similar experience with some of those, that mind of his, you know, keeping him stable, but at different avenues all the time. So
we said this last week, there's some dark stuff going on down upstairs in here, and there's a no trespassing sign for a reason.
Yeah.
You can't hear my thoughts for a reason.
Well, this is the only time where we get to hear those thoughts, though.
Unhinged at 4:51 a.m. Exactly. It's 4:51. What are we doing? What are we doing?
No clue.
All right, last thing. Last question for all the marbles and then some. Habit you started that has helped you, or a habit you want to start, or a habit you want to get back on. And we're going to add a caveat. All right, everyone, it's caveat time. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum. Shh. Workout does not count. Also, studying better does not count. Something else.
Yeah. That's an easy one for me, because this has been...
Or eating better doesn't count.
No, yeah. This is one that I've wanted to add for a while. But, you know, get that reading hour in.
Mm.
You know? I know we tried to start our book club, but that failed epically. Still have not read any of the... What was it that we bought? The
Art of War.
Art of War, yeah. It's still sitting underneath my desk, collecting all the dust. But I think you know, at least 30 minutes of reading, it doesn't matter what. For me, it would be interesting to read more about, you know, certain changes in the market or cryptocurrency. Need to figure that stuff out. But
what about personal development?
Personal development too.
But not like a self-help book. What's something else besides a self-help book you think that would help you to read?
You know, when I stop taking the pills for dyslexia, it would be nice. But I think you know, some a book that, you know, questions the way you think, questions, you know, your perceptions in life. I think, you know, books are great because it can give you another mindset, puts you in another person's mind. So I think, besides for, you know, economic books and science books, reading about, you know, the news and new developments in science, there's also great importance for books that focus on, you know, the way we go about our daily lives. Shout out to, this guy probably listens to this show, Tony Robbins, but he has great books and workshops on how to better yourself, how to create a routine, create a person that you like to look at in the mirror and feel proud of. So yeah, I think that's the biggest, and I feel like a lot of people either don't know that they need that in their life or know that they need it, but like me, have a hard time implementing it.
Mm. When do you realize you need something like that in your life?
When I am watching YouTube at 11:30 and searching the web for anything to provide me entertainment. It's those moments where I have to be like, man, this is time to read. As much as I hate it, it's important. And I think everyone says as you get better at reading, you hate it less. So
yeah, true. Yeah, I know what you're saying. When it's time to go to bed, and you're like, man, I just want to watch some.
And there's nothing good.
The book wave. Also, yeah. It's like anything you do, whether it's books, TV, the TikTok, conversations, they all put you in like a trance where you're just focusing on that. But the TikTok, TV.
That's the worst.
That just takes you out of TikTok. You know, that's a trance you don't need in your life.
What good does it do you to watch people dance. And there might be attractive people on there, but
whoa,
just look in the mirror and you'll be okay.
Oh, tying it back. All right, everyone. Before we go, we're going to leave you with, you know, we always do the quote of the day, but we're actually going to switch it up. Usually I'm the one reading it, but we're going to hear it from the man himself, actually, this time. Hold on, let me just pull this thingy up right here. Viktor Frankl, the GOAT, has some inspiring words to tell you. It's about a minute clip. Let's listen to it with some open ears and some open hearts, everyone. Let's get into it.
Let me present you, confront you with a somewhat strange definition of despair. As I'm used to proclaiming, is that despair can be explained in terms of a mathematical equation. D, capital D, equals S minus M. What does it mean? Despair is suffering without meaning. As long as an individual cannot see any meaning in his or her despair, he or she will certainly be prone to, in its suffering, I wanted to say, no meaning in the suffering, he or she will certainly be prone to despair and, under certain conditions, to suicide. But at the moment they can see a meaning in their suffering, they can mold it into an achievement, they can mold their predicament into an accomplishment on the human level. They can turn their tragedies into a personal triumph. But they must know for what. What should I do with it? But if people...
I'm going to leave you with that. The time is now 4:57. We got one last song to play for you to get you hyped. Personal favorite nostalgia moment of me. A lot of young Howie's listen. A lot of times young Howie listened to this song. And sentimental value. Andrew, any parting words you want to say to the gang?
Appreciate you bringing me on today, and I enjoyed talking to the people, man.
Yeah. Should we create? I feel like I'm going to create. We're starting a precedent right now. At the end of every show, I'm going to say, should I say stay misinformed, stay stupid? I kind of like that, but that's a little too negative. What should be? Stay. Could be a work in progress. We could get back to you next week for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send the show with something, though.
Without further ado, let's get you hyped. Let's get you turned on. Not like that. Get your mind out of the gutter, man. Come on.
Bro, it's almost 5 a.m. People be wilding.
You know, whether you're on the way to work, on the way back from the bar, hope this show caught you well. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Howie Charlotte. Stay misinformed. Andrew Dodson, special guest. And, Let's get it today, everybody.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Good morning. Good morning. Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, motherfucker, D's, Rosie Perez.